All right. Well, good morning. And I'm not Glenn.
Today,
I am middle name Glenn. That's true. but today I'm finishing out Glenn's month because we actually traded off a previous date that he filled in for me. So I'm going to be filling in for him. Coming up in the month of February, I'll be on the schedule to bring the message, and I plan on doing a series of messages on love. Since it's a month that Hallmark tells us we need to celebrate love, then we're going to talk about the most important love, and we'll do that all month long coming up in February. So, but today, I thought I would continue, since this is Glenn's month, and he's been talking about new things all month long, I thought I would continue where he left off with the theme of new for the new year. And this is where today's message actually comes in. Today's message is when God does something new. And without a doubt, I can safely assume that everyone in this room, right here, experienced something new in 2017. Sometimes the new was new pains, new hurts. Sometimes it was new strength and new healing. Sometimes new joys. Sometimes new sadness. And for all of us here in this room together, it was a time to find a new place in worship, in a new body of One Way Christian Church. Now, we don't always understand why we face the things of life that we do, but we do understand that as we face each new victory, each new challenge, each new opportunity, that God promises that He will be right there with us if we let Him and if we invite Him in. Today, we're going to spend a little time talking about the fact that God wants to do a new thing in your life in 2018. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 and 19, we read, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." This message from God through Isaiah could not have come at a darker time in the history of the children of Israel. They're in captivity. They have lost everything that they thought they would keep forever. And they are homesick for the land and blessings that God had promised them. And then comes this message from God. Forget the past. It's gone. It's done. I've got something better ahead for you. Now, I know you've all been there in those moments thinking, I wish we could go back to the way things were. The friends who may have went different ways. A better chapter of our health. But what if God is telling you and me right now, right here, forget the past. I've got something better for you. That's a hard pill to swallow. And understand when we're hurting, when we're discouraged, but has God ever not been there for you when you need it? Then why do we sometimes have trouble letting go of the past and accepting the new things that God has planned for us? If we're going to have faith that God has a plan for us and wholeheartedly embrace that new plan, then we have got to adjust our focus. Stop looking behind you and start looking ahead. Remember Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18? Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. It's behind you. If we continually look behind us, we'll never see what's mapped out in front of us. Now, most of you drove a car at some point this week, correct? Now, how many of you went from your starting point to your destination only looking in the rearview mirror? Well, I hope no one did. I saw a couple hands. Well, we'll talk about that later. If you drove to church in reverse this morning, that's another topic altogether. We would like you to please put your car keys in the Aubrey plate so we can collect them for our safety. When you are driving, you can't focus on only what is behind you and never look forward. If you do, you're going to end up in a ditch, in oncoming traffic, in the newspaper, or in the obituary column. If you're continually looking behind you, you cannot see where you're going. If you are ever going to move on to new things in Christ, we must learn that we can't depend upon past victories to sustain us. Remember that scripture? Forget the former things. The children of Israel had many victories in their past too. They left Egypt, crossed the Great Sea, Red Sea, with an army in tow that could not touch them. They conquered the land of Canaan. They fought off several nations and groups that wanted to conquer them and rule them. And they survived even a split right down the middle of their country. But now, at this moment in time, in Isaiah, here they are again, back in captivity. All their previous victories, doing nothing to set them free. Just memories. They needed a new work. They needed a new miracle, a new victory. Sound familiar? You know, a lot of us here, we built a great building to reach the lost right here in Alamance County. And we're worshiping the garage now. But can't this garage serve the same purpose and serve the same God? We have had many past victories for the Lord and souls won to Him. But now, we put those behind us. And we look forward to what can we do next for God? Because we're not done. We're not finished. God doesn't need reminded of what we have done in the past for Him. Those have been great victories in His name. But we're not done. The question is, what is God doing in your life right now? What is God doing in the life of One Way Christian Church right now? Secondly, in order to move on to new things in Christ, we must know that we cannot allow our past failures and stumbles to grab hold of us and keep us down. Remember Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. The children of God, they had failed God miserably. Every single time He blessed them with good things, they returned with evil things. God gave them the temple. They gave Him idol worship. God gave them the truth. They lived and proclaimed a lie. God gave them His commands. They lived like they were just suggestions. God gave them wealth, and they used it to abuse the poor. God gave them Himself. They gave Him nothing except rejection. The children of Israel did not deserve to receive anything from God. Yet He still loved them. He still cared for them. And He earnestly wanted to help them change. Notice God's message in our scripture. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. See, I am doing a new thing. God was not condemning them for their past. They could do nothing to change it. Instead, God was holding out a hand of hope. He is in effect saying, forget about your past. I'm giving you an opportunity to start over. Also in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 7, it reads, let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and He will have mercy on them, and to our God, for He will freely pardon. God does not dwell on past failures, and neither should we. So we failed at getting a church building that we wanted. Must not have been in God's plan. Don't dwell on past failures. Don't dwell on past stumbles, and let them drag you down and keep you down. Look to the future and the great things that God has planned for us and One Way Christian Church. Walt Disney was fired from a newspaper for, quote, a lacking imagination and having no original ideas. He had an original successful cartoon character that he developed and built stolen along with his entire animation team by a publisher who took it away from him in a contract loophole. He filed bankruptcy more than once. He had a nervous breakdown. And yet, he still did not let those past failures prevent him from pressing on to create one of the world's best-known family brands of movies, television, Broadway shows, tourism, and theme parks. NBA team owner and former NBA superstar and former Carolina basketball player, Michael Jordan, was actually cut from his high school basketball team for not having adequate basketball skills. He went home, he locked himself into the room, his room, and he cried that day. But he did not let his past stand in the way of his slam dunk of the future. Oprah Winfrey was demoted from her job as a local news anchor because, as the news director stated, she was unfit for television. He probably works for her now. She did not live in her past. She had the number one daytime talk show for many years until she chose to end it. And now she owns her own television network and produces shows for multiple networks. The Beatles. The Beatles were rejected by Decca Records with the following statement in a letter that was written to them. "We don't like their sound. They have no future in show business." Now, with more than 600 million records sold, they now hold the record as the highest selling band of all time, but have no future in show business. At age 4, Albert Einstein could not speak a word, and his teacher said that he would never amount to anything. He would go on to be a world-renowned scientist, publishing more than 300 publications, changing the way that science is done and looked at. Our past is behind us. We can remember it, we can learn from it, but we can't live in it. God has new things planned for us. The second step to embracing the new thing that God wants to do in your life is to clarify your focus. Discover what God wants for you. Back to our scripture from Isaiah. "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." Do you not perceive it? What does perceive mean? Perceive, define, is to know by seeing, care, recognition, acknowledge, aware of, understand. So what do you see when you view your life? When you view your ministry role in One Way Christian Church, do you see possibilities or do you see problems? Notice what God said. "I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." The children of Israel had a choice. They could view their past and the problems of their present, or they could focus on what God wanted to do ahead in their lives. A way versus in the desert. Streams versus the wasteland. In order to discover what God wants for you, you must first see yourself and your church as God sees you. The children of Israel felt as though they were getting just what they deserved because of the way they had lived. Some even believe that God would never have anything more to do with them. But they were wrong. You may feel like your past has made your life a wasteland, but in God, your life can become a stream of life. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2 reads, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death." And then looking at Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23, it reads, "Once you were alienated from God, and you were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel." In order to discover what God wants for you, we must see our possibilities as God sees them. "I am making a way in the desert whatever you're facing, God is making a way through. God is able to transform those desert areas of your life into fields of blessing and abundance. God can take a dried up, useless life and transform it into a life of purpose. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Have you ever wondered why a pigeon walks so funny? It's so it can see where it's going. This is an interesting fact. A pigeon's eyes can't focus as it moves. So, the bird actually has to bring its head to a complete stop between steps in order to refocus its eyes. It proceeds clumsily, head forward, stop, head backward, stop, to refocus over and over again. In our spiritual walk with the Lord, we have the same problem as that pigeon. We have a hard time seeing while we're on the go and on the run. We need to stop between steps, to pause and refocus on the Word and the will of God. Our walk with the Lord needs to have built into it a pattern of stops that enable us to see more clearly before moving on. We need kind of a spiritual refocusing that we can't do without stopping. The greatest step to embracing the new thing that God wants to do in your life is to fully commit yourself to God's plan. God has already set into motion the events and people who would lead Israel out of captivity and back into the land of blessing. But it was still up to them to decide if they wanted what God was offering. If they refused God's plan, if they refused to follow where God was leading, they'd be doomed to remain in their captivity. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. God has already set in motion a new direction and a new purpose in your life too. But will you follow Him? Psalm 95 verses 6 and 7 reads, "Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, the flock under His care." Today, if only you would hear His voice. If only we would hear His voice. Are you listening? Are you patiently waiting for God to give you direction? I've asked Beth and Kathy to bring the kids back in here as we close for this final part, because I think that it's important. Perfect timing. That's important that we're all together for this part. So we'll give them a second to get in and get settled. God is indeed doing a new thing in our lives here at One Way Christian Church. Don't you perceive it? Don't you see it? God has created this body for His purpose and in His time. But will we accept His direction? Or will we wander in captivity? He has seen possibility and promise in putting this body together to honor and serve His kingdom. It's easy for us to say, "I'm on board, sign me up." It's another thing to say, "I'm on board, let's roll up our sleeves and get to work for the Lord." So which one are you this morning? Are you ready to roll up your sleeves and fully commit to this new thing that God has laid before us, forgetting the past? We had some great times in the past, but they're memories now. We look forward to what God is bringing us in the future. Just a couple weeks ago, we ratified a document for the state of North Carolina that says that we are a body to honor and worship God, and that we will accept members that are ready to roll up their sleeves and fully commit to and serve Him. But you know what? As of this moment, this time, in the eyes of the state of North Carolina, One Way Christian Church has no official members. We have not one. We have the document, but not a member. But don't you think that it's time that it changed that? Don't you think that it's time that we stood up and said, we're rolling up our sleeves and joining One Way Christian Church to serve God? God has a new thing planned for us. Don't you perceive it? If you're ready to commit and tell the world that I'm a member of this body and I'm ready to roll up my sleeve with these believers and serve the Lord, then it's time to fully commit. During our final song today, I'm going to have Russ help me with that too. We're going to sing a cappella. It's going to be a hymn of invitation, if you will. We haven't had one of those in a while. But this morning, if you're ready to commit to One Way Christian Church, then I ask you to come forward. I ask you to step forward and take hold of this new thing that God has planned for us. Won't you say, God, I am your servant, and I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and serve you at One Way Christian Church. As we stand and as we sing, Psalm 15 in your songbooks or on the screen, God is Savior.
God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me. He answers prayer, He answers prayer. He answers prayers, He's so good to me. He cares for me, He cares for me, He cares for me, He's so good to me. I love Him so, I love Him so, I love Him so, He's so good to me.
Amen. Amen. All right. I think that we should all, as we step forward and make this step to moving One Way Christian Church forward and serving God, I think that we should all repeat the great confession. I believe that Jesus is the Christ,
Jesus is the Christ,
Son of the living God,
Son of the living God,
and my Lord and Savior.
My Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And I guess, you know what? Our potluck today just became a new member's banquet. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we know that you have great things planned for One Way Christian Church. You put us here for a reason in this season, in this time, this purpose. And God, we just want you to use us to show us the path, to direct us, to reach the lost, to share your name and your love with everyone that we meet, God. We thank you so much for each and every one of these that have made this commitment today. Forgive us where we fall short. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Yeah, all right.